tonight. And if you're visiting with us today, we truly want you to know how much we appreciate your being here. As you know, we have a number of our people that are out of town. We trust that everything will go well with them, and they'll be back with us soon. We started this morning a lesson, and we're studying from 3 John. If you got your Bible, turn over there now, and let's look at it. 3 John was written by John, and it was written to a young man, or a man that we can say certainly beloved of the Lord. John writes to a man named Gaius. And as we look at this particular book, we find that there are a number of people's names that are mentioned. Names are important. When I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, and we lived next door to the West Side Church building, that's where we attended. And as I wanted to do some preaching and they allowed me to do so, it would be necessary for me, as some of our young people do here that preach, I wanted to go over my lesson. I went out to the church building one Sunday afternoon early, and I got up in the pulpit and I was preaching away. And all of a sudden the door opened. There comes this woman. That she walked in and she sat down and I'm talking, I'm wondering what am I going to say? And finally, she sat down, and I guess she thought, sure is a small group of people tonight. Looks like just the preacher and me, the only ones that are here. But anyway, I told her, I said, well, I'm really preaching tonight in a little while. You're welcome to sit there while I go over my lesson. I'm trying to make sure that I have things all ready for the sermon tonight. Different people have different names. In that congregation, we had a preacher. And one thing that I always liked about him was the fact that all of his suits were the same color. Now, I'll tell you what, that would almost be boring after a while. But anyway, every suit that he would get would be exactly like the other suit that he had. And he had a reason for that, and that's pretty good. Because he could wear the coat with the pants, and if one of them got messed up, he could change that, and worked out real good. I will have to tell you that his name was Brother Boring. That actually was his name, Brother Ed Boring. He's a good man. Bless his heart. We appreciate working with him and thankful to God for everyone who will do. Now, that leads me then tonight to listen to what John writes. We've already heard, read this morning by Buzz, the first 8 verses, and we talked about that. Now, friends, I want you to listen to these words from God. I wrote unto the church, what we're talking about writing, letters. John had sent a letter to Gaius, and he wanted Gaius to know that what he knew about him was the fact that he was indeed faithful to God. But look what he says. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Here's writing a letter. He's writing it to the church. Church ought to listen to it. But there's a man whose name is Diotrephes. And look what he says, the Bible says, who loveth to have the preeminence among them which receiveth us not. Well, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. What a contrast. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, be ye imitators of me, as I also am of Christ. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When we look at the scriptures, we read in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And then we look again in Romans chapter 6. Whenever a person's baptized, He's baptized, and therefore he puts to death himself, because now he's alive in Jesus Christ. In Colossians 3, verses 3 through 10, there we find that Paul says there are certain things that you need to put to death. Get rid of those things. Now, here we find that two men are made in contrast, told in contrast with each other. Who do we want to be like? Well, Gaius, certainly, a man that is beloved of God, a man that walked in the truth. Brethren heard that he was the man that was diligent in the truth. He was the man that was faithful. And then he was an individual that was a fellow helper. Oh, you can really work with somebody like that. And now, isn't it interesting that John says, I want to tell you about another man. His name is Diotrephes. And here's some things. Don't imitate him. Don't be like him. One man, surely no one wants to be like. You know, children imitate their parents. And I remember one time we were visiting. I had my shoes off, and my son, he must have been maybe 3 or so years old. And he got over there and he got my shoes on, started walking around in daddy's shoes, kind of imitating daddy somewhat. Children pick up their parents' mannerisms, the way they walk, the way they talk, some of the things that they do. They love to imitate mom and dad, brothers and sisters. Teenagers, they imitate their peers and popular idols, athletes and musicians. Christians imitate those who they hold high regard, elders, deacons, preachers, teachers. Why? Because when you see something that's good, you want to be like that. Paul had told them about a man that they could imitate. His name is Gaius. But now, here we find, I said Paul, I mean John. John now tells them about whom they should not imitate. We want to be more like Christ, so therefore we've got to imitate Christ. Remember in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for even hereunto were he called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us the example that you should follow his steps. To be like Paul, we need to imitate and follow him as he followed Christ. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Married couples. What a wonderful thing. Oh, we've got a young couple that's going to be married pretty soon. Visiting with us tonight. Congratulations. We look forward to it. Married couples, when you look to the Bible, you can see that they're commended in here as Aquila and Priscilla. They're workers in the kingdom of God. And the Bible just tells us over and over about people giving their names. Women, there is that example of that I mentioned this morning about Dorcas in Acts chapter 9. And then the young men, men who love God, who serve God. Did you know what Paul said? I don't have a man that I can call to mind now like Timothy. Just don't have anyone like that. Make sure that you remember, therefore, to imitate that which is good and those that are good. But don't be like Diotrephes. Here's a man who is a Christian. Here's a man that's in the church. Here's a man that has power. Don't be like him. And what's so interesting to me is that God put this in the book. And the name of the individual that was so guilty. And I sent him a letter, John said. But he rejected its contents. He what? Wants the preeminence. He wants his way or no way. That's the way it is. He would not receive us. He wouldn't take the truth. When I come, John said, I will remember what he's done. What's he been doing, John? Pratting against us with malicious words, that wasn't bad enough. He would not even receive other good brethren in the Lord. He forbiddeth them that did do so. He was so powerful that John said he cast them out of the church. Don't be like that. One brother wrote, Dr. Fees was a self-promoter. Number one, he wanted Dr. Fees and no other to be first. Secondly, he was insubordinate. He would not receive the authority of the apostles. Thirdly, he was slanderous. He spoke nonsense, and he slandered brethren. Fourthly, he was vindictive. He would not receive certain brethren, and he cast other brethren out of the church. No wonder then, his character is a warning. And John says to Gaius, he who does evil has not seen God. It's obvious Diotrephes was not faithful to God. John writes, be imitators only of that which is good. In verse 11, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. Boy, you just can't hammer on that enough. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not even seen God. John's writing to Gaius, and John is saying to Gaius, here is a man I don't want you to be like. Warn brethren about it. And obviously God wanted us to use that because he put it in his word. He who does good is of God. You're born of God. But he that does evil hath not even seen God. Surely, my friends, when we see this and we see the emphasis placed in it, we don't want to imitate and ever be like Dr. Fees. Now then he tells you about another person. Notice that he says now, in verse 11, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius, that's an interesting name. John's writing now, and he's already told us about Gaius. Now he's told us about this fellow named Diotrephes. And we're wanting to know something about the people that were in the church of the Lord in New Testament days. Here they are. And then the Bible says, here's a man, John says, his name is Demetrius. He hath good report of all men. I'll tell you what, that's a tremendous statement to make. Here is a man that John says that is a Christian, and he's loved, he's appreciated, he has a good reputation. Be like him. He has. And he says of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. Yes, this is a man that I can tell you and assure you that is faithful to God. So be like Demetrius. Ah, John wants us to be like this one, not Diotrephes. And he has a good testimony from all. He bears up well from the truth itself. Any way you look at him, he's a person that bears witness to it. Well, he says, I can tell you his fidelity with God and following after Christ is certainly commendable. And you know what I say to you about Demetrius is true. I want you to understand, he's saying. I want you to understand about Demetrius. Gaius, be like him. Gaius, John commended. A beloved brother. One who brought joy to the heart of John. Gaius, one who was so faithful. He helped other preachers and teachers and would, every time he had an opportunity to mend the church, he was busy actively doing it to helping those. And not only that, he was a fellow helper. You could count on him. And no wonder the first 8 verses of this little book describes a man named Gaius. But inserted also is a warning about Diotrephes. Don't be like him. Don't let your children be that way. Do everything you can. Make sure that we have the kind of heart that God wants us to have. You know where all preeminence is. It's in Jesus Christ. You remember in Colossians 1? In Colossians 1 and verse 18, he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, not some things, he has the preeminence. No wonder in Matthew chapter 28, listen to what Jesus said of himself. Jesus said, all power hath been given unto me in heaven and earth. Well, it's been given to Christ, all power in heaven and earth, then there's nobody else that has any of that power. That's right. God's given it all to him. And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages, to the end of the world. Amen. Who's got that power? Jesus Christ. What kind of power does he have? All preeminence. But here's a man in the church. Here's a man in the church who won't even receive brethren. Here's a man in the church that cast out brethren. He's quarrelsome. He's slanderous. Don't be like him. But there's Demetrius. And John could say, you got somebody over there that you can really count on. Here's an individual that's got a good reputation. Just look at all the things said about him. And John said that about him so that you and I and all those to whom he was writing, Gaius and everybody else that would read about it, would surely take that as an example of being like him. In conclusion, John's been writing. In his summation that he writes in this little treatise, this little book, the letter that we've been reading today, now he says to Gaius, Gaius, I had many things to write about. You must remember, those people didn't have a telephone they could pick up or computer and all these little things that we have today. But they had to see these letters. Letters that were sent from John, from Paul. Luke wrote letters. How they must have treasured those letters. Even Paul said, when you read it, send it on to someone else and let them read the letter. Why? Because it has so much good in it. And John said, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. I'm going to hold the things. I'm going to hold on to these things because, you see, some things are better said face to face. And John said, I'm looking forward shortly to come to see you. I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. One of our elders over in at Southern Boulevard where I preached in Sheffield, Alabama, Charlie Prince, Prince of a fella. And one thing he really accomplished so much in his life, every time he'd see one person, just about he'd find out who that person is when he'd meet them. And when he saw them the next time, he called their names. That's a tremendously wonderful characteristic. And look what John says to Gaius. Gaius, our friends send you solutions. Our friends love you. We care for you. Greet the friends and call their names. And let them know truly that when I come and I'm telling you, there are things that I want to say to you, but I'm going to say it to you face to face. There is a conclusion verse as I was studying these lessons that just really seems to bring the summary all that John said to Gaius. In the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews 6 verses 11 and 12, God's Word, the Bible, tells you this. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. What's he saying? He's saying what John said to Gaius. Hold on. Preach and teach. Tell others, don't ever give up. Be a fellow worker. And he's saying now, the Hebrew writer says, we have hope, and we're sure of that. And I want you to hold on to the end, to that hope. And he says, that you be not slothful, but followers, imitators of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. My friend, I tell you tonight, in conclusion, we've got the greatest promises from God. And that's promises from the Lord that if we'll just be faithful to the very end, then there'll be a beginning for us once this life is all over. A beginning that never will end. Eternity. Where will you be in eternity? I'm persuaded that John wrote to a man named Gaius, who you'll probably see in that great day, who you'll be able to remember that, as the Bible tells us, he was a man that truly walked in the truth. And John said, we rejoice in it. But what about Diotrephes? Yep, in that judgment. But oh, what a terrible verdict. Demetrius, though, another who is so faithful to God. And no wonder the Hebrew writer says, you hold with your full assurance the hope that you have to the end. Don't become slothful, lazy, giving up. No, you be imitators. You be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's what we want for all of us. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, won't you become one now? Won't you believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, confess His name, and be baptized? If you're a child of God, you haven't lived faithfully in the service of the Lord, why not tonight? Make your life what it ought to be. God loves us all so much. But He has His Word. He tells us what He wants us to do. I've got to do it. You've got to do it. We all. Why? But we want to do it. Why? Because we have promises that are linked from God to us, if only we're faithful to the very end. Remember that Revelation 2 verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. If we can help you in any way tonight, won't you come while together we stand?